If you like compassion, excuses, and heartwarming messages, you have clicked on the wrong link. There's a new sports voice in Toronto. The smooth-talking, roughnecking Mike Roach, where sports life and truth collide. New sports entertainment for the next generation. Something different, no bias, and no BS. This is the Mike Roach Podcast. Subscribe to the Mike Roach Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And remember to follow Mike on Instagram at MikeRoach7 and at OXP.media.
What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of the Mike Roach Podcast, brought to you by the one and only OXP Media. And folks, today on the agenda, the Toronto Raptors, Gary Trent Jr. specifically, and OG Anunoby. It's been 8 games, but before we get into that, please make sure you follow us on social. OXP.media on Instagram, at MikeRoach7 on Instagram, Mike_Roach_ on Twitter. Guys, it's been 8 games and the Raptors are 5-3 with their latest win coming over the New York Knickerbockers. And with that being said, the person that we want to discuss first, the one and only stylish Gary Trent Jr. He's playing 32.8 minutes a game, 15.1 points, 3.3 rebounds, 1.3 assists, 2.8 steals. And Gary Trent Jr., he's playing his ass off right now. He really is. I mean, the guy is playing his ass off. He's shooting 38.7% from field goal range, 35.3% from three-point range, 85% from the free throw line. But that's not even the best of it when it comes to Gary Trent. The dude's playing defense. The dude is playing defense. You see that defensive possession he had against the Orlando Magic at the end of the game? He's getting real low in his stance. He's moving his feet. His hands are out. They're active. They're in the middle, right there, low between the crossover. Gary Trent Jr. is balling his ass off out here. Gary Trent Jr. and Fred VanVleet lead the NBA in deflections this season with 38 apiece. Did you guys know? This is random, by the way. This is about Fred VanVleet, but this is just random. Did you know VanVleet has led the league in deflections per game each of the past 2 seasons? I had no idea. Let me repeat that. VanVleet has led the league in deflections per game each of the past 2 seasons. And people out here trying to say that Fred VanVleet can't play deep. You know what? Forget it. Gary Trent Jr. currently ranks 4th in the league in steals per game at 2.75 and has recorded multiple steals in 6 of the first 8 games, including a career high tying 5 steals twice. Listen, I thought Gary Trent at some point in the season would be a pretty decent player considering what we've seen in the past from him in the league thus far. But through these 8 games, I think Gary Trent has been better than we have expected. Because we expected him to be a pretty good shooter to a certain degree. But to be able to provide the defense that he's given right now, if Gary Trent continues to do this, I mean, the Raptors are going to win more games than we expected, folks. I mean, damn, I don't think we expected them to be bottom of the barrel, but fighting for a playoff spot, we should be. We should be. OG Anunoby, career high 36 points against the Knicks in a win. 13 for 27 from the field, 4 of 12 from three-point range, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. His third career 30-point game this season. No, sorry, this season. His career. He's now scored 20 plus points in four of the last six games, averaging 22.8 points. OG Anunoby has taken a step. And I'm just reading some of the numbers here, but OG Anunoby has taken a step. If you watch some of the things that he's doing and how he's doing it, you wouldn't have known this before. I'll tell you that much. He's always had that little nice catch and shoot, especially from right in that corner, right above the break. He can catch and shoot his ass off from over there. I mean, definitely. But it's all about the other things. We know he's a pretty good defensive player right from the day he stepped into the league. He's still a good defensive player. But what we were wondering is, how good is he going to be able to create shots for himself, especially when it comes to being able to put the ball on the floor? That's the question mark. Can he get to the rim consistently? Can he get into the paint and pull up off the dribble? That's where we were at with OG Anunoby. And he seems to be doing a pretty damn good at it through eight games. I saw him catch the ball top of the key, maybe 2 feet beyond three-point range. Went through his legs twice to the right, crossed over to the left. Two dribbles into the paint, step back jumper. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did that. He did that. I had to watch the replay a few times in slow-mo just to really see how comfortably he looked while doing it. And it looked smooth. It looks smooth. If OG Anunoby can continue what he's doing for the rest of the season through this first, what, eight games? Trust me, the Raptors are going to be better off because they need a player who has the capability of doing this. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with both of these guys right now. I'm impressed. And I'm not one who usually says he's impressed, to be honest. It really takes something. It really takes something special to impress this brother. And Gary Trent Jr. and OG Anunoby through eight games, I'm impressed. I was not expecting this. Like I said, I expected both of them to be decent. But I must say, I'm a little surprised. OG Anunoby to me has been pretty stagnant with his offensive growth through his career thus far. From what I've seen over these first eight games, this is the biggest jump that I've seen from him. Not necessarily with his ability to score by shooting the ball, because we all know he could shoot the ball, like I said, but being able to create baskets for himself in different ways is where I thought his offensive progression was a little bit stagnant. But I am seeing a little bit more right now, and I am impressed by that. Gary Trent Jr., like I mentioned earlier, he's really playing his ass off on defense. And his creation for his scoring has changed a little bit as well. He's kind of like a little bit like the guard version of OG in regards to how he was scoring. I'm talking a little bit more last season with just being more of a catch and shoot guy compared to being able to get in the key and really be able to, I wouldn't say enforce his will, but just being able to get in there consistently and get baskets for the team. But Gary Trent Jr. is going into the paint as well. I mean, I'm not saying he's a ten of compo or something, but he is driving into the lane to get some easier baskets. I like that. He's pulling up from mid-range, taking some mid-range jumper. He's just mixing it up a little bit. So the defense has to be on its toes. I like that. I like that. So Gary Trent Jr. and OG Anunoby, I mean, they're doing their damn thing out here. For real. OG Anunoby, 36 minutes a game, 36 and a half, 5.6 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 1.6 steals, 20 points. I mean, listen, I can't argue with that right now. If he's doing this now, I'm sure he'll get better over the season as well, hopefully. Hopefully. Not that much better, but compared to what we were seeing last year and other times in his career, OG Anunoby, I mean, he is in a different situation with the team personnel and people he's playing with and all that kind of stuff, and they actually need him to step up as a scorer right now. But I like what I'm seeing from him, and I like what I'm seeing from the team as well. Today was specifically mostly about Gary Trent Jr. and OG Anunoby. You know, drop a damn bomb, six-side bomb for OG Anunoby. Drop another one for Gary Trent Jr. Oh, what the hell, man? Drop another goddamn bomb for Fred VanVleet. Don't ever, ever disrespect Fred VanVleet. How many goddamn times did I have to write that on Twitter? If you don't follow me on Twitter, by the way, Mike_Roach_. Instagram at MikeRoach7, OXP.media. Before I sign out, a couple things. Read the article by Eric Kareen from The Athletic on OG Anunoby. Fantastic stuff. Also, have you guys seen the show Your Honor? HBO. It's on Crave. That show is the truth. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Are you kidding me? If you guys have not watched Your Honor, it's 10 episodes, only one season thus far. Y'all need to go on there and watch that immediately. It is phenomenal. One last thing before I get out of here. This is just a quick pod. PJ Washington from Charlotte. Y'all need to go and listen to Off the Record with Academics, with his baby mama, Brittany Renner. Oh my God. We're talking wild stuff here, people. Interesting listen. Cringeworthy at the same time. Disclaimer. Do not let your children listen to that. But like I said, interesting listen. But it's a little cringeworthy. But since she is the baby mama of PJ Washington, I regarded that as NBA information. This is a basketball podcast for the most part, even though I do discuss other sports and people. I listened to it yesterday and I thought that I would let you guys in on it. And it's a great podcast altogether, but listen to that episode. My goodness. My goodness. But anyway, this is your boy, Mike Roach. This is OXP Media, and I'll be back with another episode soon. Peace.
You've been listening to the Mike Roach Podcast, where storytelling, sports, and keeping it real are the only ways to live by. We hope you've gotten some valuable and practical information from the show. Link up with us on Instagram at OXP.media or at MikeRoach7, where you can view images of the content on this program. We're on Facebook, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening. Until next week.